Hello everybody, welcome to Heart with Sarah Delamere, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Miriam Davinsky. Hello Miriam.
Hello, how are you, Sarah?
How are you, my dear? Thank you so much for joining us on Heart to Heart, and it's a great pleasure to introduce you and your wonderful work. I'll just say a quick introduction about what we're going to do today. I mean, your website is livingbyintent.com, and you have so many skills. We'll talk about one particular aspect of this in the show, but just to give a bit of background, you're the founder of your Centre for Wellness, and nationally certified in spiritual dowsing, and certified and advanced clinical hypnotherapist. And you've got so many roles and skills, and all the professional skills that you have are so amazing. You're very advanced with regression therapy as well, and you have a gestalt therapy background. So much there that you can offer people, hypnotherapy also. But what we want to talk about today is spiritual response therapy and the use of the pendulum and how you connect with clients to shift so many incredible things. I mean, where would you like to start, Miriam? I think that perhaps the introduction to dowsing, if you can give us an introduction to what it is and what you do.
Yes, I would like to mention that now I'm in Massachusetts, and as well as a founder of a Center for Authentic Living, Authentic Living Center, which is the goal is spiritual transformation, liberation, direct gnosis, and enlightenment. And dowsing is one of the primary modalities that I use with my clients. And I would like to start with a definition that dowsing right now, the dowsing we are talking about, it's a spiritual dowsing, which is evolution of active dowsing. And let us begin with a description of what dowsing is all about.
Mm.
Well, we need to start with classic dowsing, which typically offers yes and no answers, or quantitative responses, such as a probability of event. And this modality actually was practiced until, say, 1970s. And around this time, as predicted by Edgar Cayce, the Christ consciousness grid was activated. And it allows the dowser to access a new level of energy work. And at that time, the beginning of active dowsing took place. And let us show the difference. Active dowsing describes this new level where the intent of the dowser is transferred through the non-local field to the client, to the target. In doing this, the dower can influence a target any place in the world. For example, the frequency of healing essential oil can be transmitted to a human target anywhere in the world for healing results.
That's incredible. I hadn't realized that. Yes, that's amazing.
Right. And people do this with oils, do it with homeopathic remedies, choosing adequate potency and transmitting adequate potency all over the world. Similarly, the dowser can create and transmit a radionic rate for influencing any condition.
Mm.
I hope you know everybody realizes that radionic rate is a number that can be transmitted by intent with dowser.
Yes, yes. I think a lot of people will have heard of that, yes.
Right, and now we are able to create a radionic rate on a place, on request. We don't necessarily need to refer to existing radionic rates, mm-hmm. but that's a separate subject.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, now active dowsing evolved in what we call now a spiritual dowsing or spiritual divination, and it is an evolution of active dowsing. So in addition to benefit derived from active dowsing, spiritual dowsing or spiritual divination can accomplish chakra system clearing and balancing, as well as Akashic record, soul record clearing for client. We know that archetypal patterns can be accessed, and negative patterns cleared and positive patterns reinforced. You know, spiritual divination opens the path of conscious evolution. It involves a non-local transfer of energy, which operates on a quantum level. Because the energy transfer is non-local, it is actually not limited neither by time nor by space. And rather, it responds to intent of the doubter, and obviously intent of a client. The results are connected to the skill of the dowser as well as his or her level of consciousness and connection to her divine guidance.
Yeah, I mean, Miriam, when you make a connection with a client, you're healing by proxy, aren't you? But by distance, and your higher self is connected in. It's got some similarity to muscle testing by distance, hasn't it, I think? But it's working with the pendulum to make that connection.
Right. It is very clearly was explained by one of the real geniuses of our time, Dr. Hawkins. In his book, Power versus Force, he talks about muscle testing as something that allows a new level of human evolution because it gives a human being a tool to distinguish truth from falsehood.
Mm.
And in his workshop, the highest level of enlightenment, he actually says that muscle testing or kinesiology exactly equals to dowsing. And think about it, he is talking about classic dowsing with yes and no.
Yeah.
And by now, a good dowser does active dowsing and spiritual dowsing, which is definitely huge steps ahead in working with a target.
It has developed so much, hasn't it, as you described.
Right.
I mean, many of us are aware, and many of us, I think, have held a pendulum to do the yes-no thing.
Which is classic.
We all know about that. And just the active dowsing, if you can just present that and how that connects then to spiritual dowsing.
Spiritual dowsing is active dowsing.
Yes.
The target is more than normal active dowsing does. Mm-hmm. Active dowsing was doing it with, say, clearing patterns. Well, spiritual dowsing can go to Akashic records to clear patterns.
Works
with archetypal patterns, can go to much more deep. Spiritual dowsing is active dowsing, which is applied to deeper processes, a deeper patterning.
And it's very dependent on the expertise. And also, I think the practitioner, you know, has to be very evolved in consciousness and really know what they're doing. Because it's beyond, yes, I mean, we're all aware that, you know, we've got our unconscious, our ego awareness, the unconscious, which is really what we're trying to shift, or what with your work, what you're able to access and shift. But it connects so profoundly, the active spiritual dowsing, with the superconscious, doesn't it? So can you explain and set the scene of how our unconscious trips us up so much and what the dowsing can do to clear this up?
As we know, the spiritual realm, what we call God, responds to our dominant vibration.
Mm.
And a dominant vibration is a result of a combination of all levels of consciousness, conscious and unconscious. It's well known fact that our unconscious represent at least 96% of our belief system.
Mm.
And in our dominant
it's huge, isn't it? Yes, it's our
actually right.
Yeah.
It's actually 96 to 98.
It's incredible.
96, right, is we are lucky.
Yeah.
So
we're lucky.
Right, right. 2 to 4% only represent our consciousness.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, imagine what is sitting in a normal human being unconscious.
Mm.
It's cultural conditioning. It's parental conditioning. It what person brought in a soul in Akashic record from on resolutions of all past lives on Earth and all other dimensions when soul was incarnated. We were on Earth many times, all of us. Many times we were nuns, monks, warriors.
Yeah.
We took vows. We signed contracts in spirit.
Yeah.
And all of that is sitting as a patterns in our unconscious, representing the patterns that do not realize to bring your dominant vibration up only because it is on much lower level than your your conscious awareness today. So good spiritual dowser, good spiritual coach, psychologist or psychotherapist can go into your Akashic records, in your soul records, and clear it with intent, make a research of what is there, what kind of archetypal patterns are sitting there, not allowing you to live to your highest potential. Another problem is the patterns that we hold from our relationship.
Mm.
Let's imagine the lady wants to manifest abundance in her life, right? And it's abundance of love, abundance of health, abundance of financial abundance. And she has, unresolved relationship and from her ex-husband or ex-boyfriend. Where is her dominant vibration? It lowered down by unresolved relationship.
Mm.
Forgiveness is a key, an intent of forgiveness is a key to release all of that and bring the dominant vibration to highest possible level. And
unforgivingness is such a block, isn't it, for so many things, this unforgivingness.
Right, right. Because again and again, what does it lowers vibration, and we attract our life, we attract our manifestation for our dominant vibration by a combination of our consciousness and all our unconscious processes. And this is where spiritual dowsing is absolutely invaluable, because let's give an example, life between life therapy or past life regression. It's not easy processes, neither for a coach or counselor nor for a client. While spiritual dowsing, I can go into the same domains, and instead of years, months, and hours of very hard work, in minutes. With no sweat, right?
Yes.
With no sweat, no screaming in my chair to release the same thing. Life between life, to bring client to life between life, you go through past lives.
Yeah.
And it happens that they just hit a past life, which was absolutely torturous.
Yes, yes.
And now, we both are in torture.
It's so smooth, isn't it? But that's exactly what I was going to ask you, was this, because I know you're very skilled at regression therapy, but that's, as you say, it's so deep, involved and labored, and you may only kind of touch into one really profound lifetime in an hour or two. And I notice, we can talk more about this later, but I have testimony of working with you that you have these special manuals that you intuit which to use. And we zoomed in on vows. And there would be lifetimes involved with particular vows.
Exactly. If it would be past life regression, we could hit one vow, right?
Yeah.
And it will take us several hours. And it was not easy, neither for client nor for therapist, because we are going through torturous lifetime taking these vows, right? Mm-hmm. In spiritual dowsing, I can take all client vows together in 3 minutes,
yeah.
Research which vows were taken. I don't, very often, I don't even need to know in what lifetimes. From time to time, I need to research particular lifetime. But again, it takes minutes. I just research the year, the country, and specifics.
Mm.
Right.
And you may not need to, as you say, I think with me, we didn't really need to pinpoint any particular lifetime.
Exactly. Mm. I asked, do we need any research? The answer was no. Mm. Then we don't. Very seldom the answer is yes. Mm. An answer is yes with a particular wow is pervasive. It was taken 10 times and we cannot get through without knowing exact circumstance.
Mm. Mm.
And then it's my psychic abilities, you know, to go into that life, to imagine, to see that lifetime, to relate it to a client and walk through it together.
Yes.
And it's still so much easier on a client and so much quicker than, you know, laborious regressions.
Yes. And Miriam, can you explain in a practical way with the pendulum, for example, say, well, with me, there was a huge vow of seclusion that we found. And
right.
with the pendulum, now, obviously, people will understand that when we hit on that vow, the pendulum was nearly swinging out of your hand, wasn't it?
Right. When I said, say, seclusion, right, mm-hmm. pendulum went very quickly. Mm-hmm. And see, what I want to mention is the movement of pendulum in the hand of a skilled dowser. Mm. The movement itself shows me the profound level, the level of a problem. It can be a little bit, it can be average, and it can be huge.
Mm.
So amplitude of swing shows me the magnitude of a problem.
Mm.
And in your case, when I said seclusion, which was complete surprise for me, I would think it would be, you know, we all were nuns and it will be poverty or obedience. why seclusion, right? And the pendulum went huge, yes.
Yeah.
And at that moment I said, Sarah, we are working with seclusion? I was actually surprised, right?
Yeah.
Why seclusion? And you said, oh, yes, it's a very pronounced situation in my life.
Yeah.
And what we did, we just released it. We just released it.
Yes, and, well, yes, I mean, I don't need to say too much about my personal situation, but yes, the seclusion really, really resonated. I think the vow of poverty, I know we've all taken that. I think I've dealt with maybe in other ways, other kinds of clearings. So we had you know, that was fine. The vow of poverty was fine. But it's a very unusual one. And technically, I hadn't really thought of seclusion even as being a vow. It's quite a kind of, well, it's obviously in your
revelation, right?
It's an unusual one. Yes, that's right. And didn't make sense, really. Say, looking at me, you would think, well, how on earth does that make sense? But
exactly.
So
exactly,
you know, because
true.
I have a lot of friends and I have a lot of contacts, and just to share that personal thing of unusually circumstances always created 10 Christmases alone. It's just really weird. So when you said that, I thought, oh God, yeah, that really that really makes sense.
Right.
And can you explain, Miriam, then how you cleared that and how we filled it up, me up with something more productive?
Right. Okay. So we found a vow that was very pronounced in your psyche. Pendulum says, yes, it is. That I would say, with my spiritual guidance, my higher self, and Sarah's spiritual guidance and her higher self, let us release the vows of seclusion. And even now, my pendulum screams and goes on the left spin with a tremendous speed and very big amplitude.
Ah, now, does that mean we didn't do the work, or
no,
is it just confirming it? We cleared it at that time.
Right. It shows it as an example.
Oh, yes.
Because
I
want
yes.
to show it as an example. So it shows it's not, it's done. It
yes.
just shows us an
confirming
example.
Confirming that we really did the job, yes.
Correct.
Because we did this, just for people listening, we did this a couple of days ago. Yeah, that's right. So
right.
And now you've got a big swing.
Yes, again.
Yes,
right? It says yes again as an example, right? And now we created voids in your unconscious, right? If we would be doing it for real right now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do, I would say, and all voids filled with fifth dimensional love and light. And my pendulum will go in the right spin and spin for several moments. And again, we'll say yes. At that time, the voids are filled.
Mm. Now, that's very interesting. Point, yeah, Miriam,
thing, Sarah, we would say without reversal, which, you know, we hope that we finished that part. And it will not be, it will not... will come back to your unconscious.
Yes,
not be triggered in your unconscious, but life still lived.
Wow, yes, that's very powerful to do.
Right.
That,
another thing would be, let's imagine that one of the lifetime you takes another vow of seclusion, say being 70 years old, and in this lifetime on your 70th birthday, it could reappear. That's a very interesting point, that life not lived yet can be cleared too.
Oh,
because
yes.
There's no time and space in quantum field, right?
Exactly.
So when I say past, present, and future, this is what it meant.
Yes, yes.
That I'm clearing it in past, obviously, in present, in your life already lived, and in your life not lived yet. Present lifetime not lived yet.
I say totally future, preventing the pattern, totally preventing the pattern coming back again. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. In a future, triggering it, and I say without reversal. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the art of all of this is in my ability, or in the dowser ability, I just use myself as an example, in the dowser ability to have clear intent and hold it.
Mm.
And, you know, very important that a client has an intent that is coherent with what we are doing. Because, you know, there are people, you know, like in a chiropractic adjustment, a person can be perfectly adjusted, step back and hunch over.
Because
that's a pattern, right? So client, you know, the more conscious client is, the more successful, the quicker the job, the quicker the work.
Mm.
It can be done for everybody.
Yeah.
Take just a little more time.
Well, we found this when we were working, because I'm quite in tune and intuitive. We worked quite quickly, and I could really feel the shifts.
Right.
I think we had to do something with my family, and we both got a headache, and there was just kind of and Miriam, we have a very conscious listenership audience for this show, and so people I think will be very interested to, particularly I feel, to hear this. Yeah, emptying of particular vows and psychic cords, but the way that you can then do the intent and filling up with the frequency, with the 5D frequencies, that's incredible.
Right. Yes, it's very important that when a clearing is done, the voids are filled. Why I'm using fifth dimensional? Because it's a dimension without duality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why not fourth, not six, not 12? Because fifth doesn't have a duality. It's unconditional love.
That's right. And that's what all our big energy shifts have been really nudging the whole planet towards recently, of course. And are you finding with clients, perhaps we can do something to help people in a general sense so that when they listen to the recording, we'll do that in a minute maybe, we can really perhaps do clearing of some vows or give a frequency to our recording so that people can tune in. And do you feel ready to do that, or is there anything more you want to say? Yeah.
Right. I would like to say a couple things for people who would be interested to explore the related issues.
Mm.
I would recommend Dr. Hawkins' book, Power versus Force, that substantiate kinesiology, muscle testing, and his workshop, The Highest Level of Enlightenment, TEP, a database of consciousness for self-realization, because in that workshop he talks about dowsing being equally equal tool to muscle testing, which is a very important point.
I think that is a very important point.
And he is a big authority in in spiritual development. He was one of the most enlightened people of 20th and 21st century. Dr. Michael Newton, A Journey of the Soul and Destiny of the Soul, gives a lot of interesting information about Akashic Records. So if a person wants to work in Akashic Record with me, it would be good if they would have at least, you know, sum up, just look through and have an understanding that there is a level of guides. Because when I start, you know, with upgrading their guides, they would say, what's wrong with my guides? Nothing
yes,
wrong.
Yes, yes, that's what, something, yeah, something I wanted to ask you a little bit more about before we go ahead with that, Miriam, was exactly that point. Because, again, you know, we have a very conscious community listening to the show. And the question is, well, I'm sure people would realize what does that mean, but it sounds kind of funny what to upgrade my guides, because as you say, people might think, well, I think my guides have been serving me very well, thank you, you know. So what does it mean, and how can this be done?
Sarah, you just outgrow your own guides.
Yes,
your guides are part of them. Souls that you knew in a different lifetime.
Yes, yes.
The fact that they are there does not make them wiser.
No, true. Just, yes, 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 right. Yes, true.
You know what I mean? They, you know, they have their own stuff to work through.
Yeah.
So when you consciously on a path of self-realization, comes day when you just literally outgrow not all of them but part of them.
Yeah.
So all we do is we bring those of them who can be brought to higher level.
Yes,
and we say goodbye gratefully to those of them who needs to go and work in a different domain.
Yes, that makes total sense. Yeah, perhaps they were resonating on your stuck pattern, perhaps. And
right.
Yeah, right. getting you through, but not totally dealing with the problem, maybe, yeah.
Correct. And, you know, from time to time, when, you know, you teach people to douse, they just cannot, something is not happening. From time to time, it's them, and from time to time, it's their guides. Oh. And I need to replace their guides, and you would not believe it, person douses in one day.
Wow.
On a different level.
Yes,
because,
right,
these guides, you need. And I would like to recommend one more book. It's Irina and David Coven, Dowsing Beyond Duality. This is a directly book on dowsing, and this book was published in 2012 with my endorsement. And this is simple and elegant way into the consciousness of oneness with spiritual dowsing. It's an incredibly well-written, very simple and very elegant book.
Brilliant.
And it can teach people, if somebody wants to be taught, self-taught to douse, it's an excellent, excellent resource.
Wonderful. We'll write the names of these books on the page for the show so people can see. Yeah.
Right.
Wonderful.
It's Dr. Hawkins, Dr. Newton, and Covens.
Brilliant.
Because, right, this would be a very, you know, very beneficial if somebody wants to work themselves before they come to a counselor.
Yes, okay. And how quickly, Miriam, can people clear themselves? It struck me with what you did. It's very expert work. I mean, you have to use your manuals.
Right.
You're very
right.
In tune. You're very connected.
That's correct. You can do simple things like classic dowsing. We can learn it and we can do it. And it's a tremendous step in the right direction. It's having intuition on demand.
Yes, true. Yes.
But when we go into, you know, active dowsing, and specifically into evolution of active dowsing, which is spiritual dowsing, I would recommend to work with a specialist, with a master dowser, with somebody who went through all this. And in my case, it's, I cannot even tell you how many years. I believe I started in 1995, if not earlier. It takes time. It does. Because in the beginning, what you do, you work with your subconscious, which is, well, again, much better than your consciousness, much bigger and much more wisdom. However, you want to come to the point when you work with your higher self, the part of you that is directly connected to oneness, directly connected to what we call God or dowsing system.
Yes, that's a question I wanted to ask, is when do you know you've made that that connection?
You know, it's a very interesting question. And there is a day and there is a moment when you work with somebody or with yourself and you have an opinion on something and your pendulum shows a completely different result.
Oh, yes, yes.
And you're stunned because you're 100% sure that you should go to a movie not doing your tax return. The pendulum says, no, you're not going to a movie. It's 100% beneficial to do tax return.
It might be a boring pendulum.
I'm joking about movie and tax return,
obviously. I know, yes.
But,
yes.
You know, there is a moment when, you know, in my case, I have chills, like, you know, upper body, specifically my arms. I experience internal chills.
Oh, yes.
Because I know it's not me. I could not ever have access to that knowledge without my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And any person who has any psychic abilities has his or her own signs when this kind of, it happens.
Yeah.
And from that day, it's grace beyond explanation.
Yes.
You can do marvelous things for yourself and for people, just really miraculous.
Yes. Oh, yes. I found that with our session. It was so involved. For people that want to contact you, I just completely recommend it, because especially if you're quite conscious and do a lot of work in healing or say psychic or intuitive, and I think many people listening do, or they're very aware of these issues and very spiritually developed. But even for people that are not so spiritually developed, Miriam, it's invaluable work.
I can tell you about, you know, a client whom I had several years ago, which was actually quite an interesting situation. At her 30th birthday, a beautiful woman got pain under her right shoulder.
Mm.
Not one doctor could do anything with it. And somebody recommended her to, you know, go to Miriam. You know, she does all these strange things. Maybe she can help. So she comes in and she says, you know, Miriam, it's incredible. Actually, a healthy person. She's very trim, very beautiful woman. But I have this incredible, uncomfortable feeling under my right shoulder.
Mm.
And nothing takes it away. Not even pain relievers, no treatment, nothing. I closed my eyes, I took my pendulum, and I see an Indian, Native American Indian, young boy running. And I see the arrow going after his right shoulder.
Ah.
And arrow obviously had poison because he died on a place.
Right.
So I opened my eyes and I say to my client, look, in your Akashic records, in your records, in your soul record, this is what I see.
Mm.
Let's clear it.
Mm-hmm.
It took 2 minutes.
Brilliant.
Spin that particular memory and fill all voids with dimensional light and forgiveness to people who did it.
Yes.
And self-forgiveness.
Yes.
Do you know she never had pain under her right shoulder ever since?
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's
it's nice. Incredible.
Incredible.
You know, it just, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it really makes you think, doesn't it? The body is energy. We're flesh and blood and bone, but we're incarnated energy.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know what's interesting? That she got it on her 30th birthday. It was the day when this young man died his 30th birthday.
Oh, yes, that's the time pattern. Had you seen her in her 20s, you would have been able to prevent that probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No,
yeah.
No, she never had a pain.
No, I know, but if you had seen her earlier, you know, with what you said about future patterns, you might
Right. Yeah. I do say future patterns exactly because one of those examples taught me to say future patterns.
That's
however, it depends on the strengths.
Mm.
And it could have, I cannot say, would it or would not appear in her life.
We don't know. Yes, we don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
But it definitely worth doing. Because, you know, let's imagine in half of times, it's not that strong and, you know, a person didn't die from it, it could have been prevented.
That's right.
One of the clearings I do with people is to prevent, you know, patterns of accidents, Alzheimer's, you know, all this kind of things, to prevent it from activating, even if they're written in Akashic records.
Ah, yes, that's amazing work. Yes. So if there's a family history of Alzheimer's or if the person
got
cancer, yes, that's amazing. Preventative medicine at its best, I think.
But this is what we would be saying, you know, let's douse out all possibilities of all this stuff and douse in into this void, unconditional light and unconditional love.
Yes, brilliant, yeah. And Miriam, do you think we can do something today for people that, in a general sense, that will make sense? Do you think we can do that?
Yes, I prepared. I douse what we need.
Yes,
to
what
have
we need. Yes, yes.
Today. And I prepared four specific dousings that I believe and I intend that they will be magnified hundredfold every time person will listen to them.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So we will start with our spirit guides.
Okay.
So I would say, and we would do it with pendulum, I pray and gratefully request that for everybody who chooses to intend so, that every aspect of their spirit guides that are not of pure white light, of love and truth, will be raised to 100% of pure light, truth, and love, now and into the future, without reversal.
We'll say amen to that.
Right, and so it is. And two, I pray and gratefully request that for everyone who chooses to intend so, all known and unknown, non-beneficial beliefs, conscious and unconscious, as well as all non-beneficial cellular memories are cleared, removed, and replaced with fifth-dimensional divine love and light for now and into the future for as long as it intended. And so it is.
Amen.
I pray. And I gratefully request that all physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual blocks will be cleared, and that frequency of life force, personal frequency for health and prosperity, as well as frequency of all our bodies and all our bodies' fields are raised to the optimum level without reversal for everyone who intends so.
Amen.
I pray and gratefully request that for everyone who intends so, that their personal frequency continually raise to the optimum level for their ability to navigate past, present, and future planetary, galactic, and universal changes. And that is working for everyone, without reversal, and so it is.
Amen. Wow, that's huge. That's a big, amazing, yes. Amazing intention.
And we are gratefully knowing that all this is working for everyone who intends so, accelerating hundredfold every time that we work with these spiritual principles.
Wonderful. And then for people, Miriam, that want to connect with you and work with you personally, that's just a taste of what you can do. Obviously, there's such incredible things that you meet people where they're stuck, basically.
Right. Well, yes. They can go to livingbyintent.com, email me. I have clients all over the world, and it... as far as I can see, it makes a tremendous difference in their lives.
Oh, yes, yes. We only did mine a couple of days ago, but I think there was, again, without too much detail, there was two psychic cords that I needed to deal with because we verified that they were sapping 25% of my daily energy. And my energy is not bad, let's say, but I already noticed quite a lift there. So... you know, so that's a part of your work. Part of your work as well for people is identifying. Yeah, we have different methods. People use different ways to disconnect from psychic cords, and I've done those in different ways before. But I have to say, there was something with the way that you did it with the pendulum that just felt so final and definitive.
You know, the pendulum is an interesting thing. It seems like it creates this vortex that sends intent of a dowser to quantum field.
Right, yes.
And I use specific types of a pendulum. In my opinion, which is not very typical opinion, I should say, among dowsers, but okay. In my opinion, what crystal do you use and in what shape? It's that article, that paper is on my website.
Okay.
I use a Merkaba pendulum, which is a white crystal, and I believe that my intent amplified at least 50 times, 50 folds.
Yes.
At least as a minimum. And I honestly believe that the shape of a pendulum and the material of the pendulum makes a difference for healing.
I would totally agree, yes.
Right. So I think that if people will listen to that part, the more they will listen, the more they will feel how it works.
Four points and prayer and intention that we set there. Yes, people can come back to that. And there's another thing that's incredible that we did as an experiment that we can just describe. I am not sure if we can set the intention for people, but perhaps we can. It was the money visualization. I mean, I'm someone that feels abundance whether I have money or not, sort of thing. But we did an experiment. Visualizing a certain amount of money and just to explain to people how that worked, you went through the conscious and the unconscious beliefs to do with that amount. Right. Can you explain that, Miriam?
Yes. Abundance, as everything else, depends on your consciousness and your unconscious working harmoniously. Very often, consciously, you are ready for abundance. But your unconscious can have vows, contracts, indoctrinations of culture, false beliefs that completely prevent unconscious to cooperate with your conscious desire.
And even when we were growing up, you know, our parents, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, I mean, I think we all heard that.
Exactly. So this is a cultural indoctrination.
Mm.
Okay, so there is a way. We cannot do it for everybody because everybody has different problem in a different place.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I would love to do it for everybody, but you can do it only one person at a time.
That's what I really thought. Right. Yes, exactly.
Right. What we can do for everybody is a left spin to release non-beneficial beliefs about abundance, about money. And my pendulum goes into left spin, and it says yes, and we will replace all voids with fifth-dimensional light, which is the first step to do.
Yeah.
But to do the protocol that we did together, it can be done only one person at a time.
Yes, that makes sense.
It cannot be done in a group because everybody has a problem in a different place, in a different aspect of unconscious. Mm. So it needs to be addressed, cleared, and replaced.
Yes.
But yes, it is working miracles.
It really is. Yeah. Yes. Just to describe to people, just to give them an idea. Again, in my own case, my conscious was quite on board with the amount of money. You know, I felt I deserved it, and you know, I was quite on board. But it was the unconscious feel. It was a feeling of unworthiness. So
that's
really where we get tripped up, isn't it, all the time?
Exactly. This is what sits in unconscious. It's a feeling.
Mm.
Of, you know, we ask the question, do you think you deserve? Yes. Do you feel you deserve or no?
Yeah.
And yes. Feeling sits in unconscious. That's what we cleared.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. So just to tell people that you do that, and I strongly believe that is such a powerful process. I mean, you can do that, I presume, Miriam. We've talked about all the different individual blocks and past lives, and you can do it on a principle of love as well, I suppose. Love and unforgiveness. Perhaps we can do a group intention for that.
Yes, we can ask. And we already said that, you know, that forgiveness is tremendous power. because it clears your unconscious of a very low vibration.
Mm.
And we can say for everybody who intends so and ready to forgive, we will ask that it will be easy for them to release. And pendulum goes into left spin and says yes. And we will say that every place that is free, which forgave, every heart will be filled with fifth dimensional, unconditional love and light. And it goes into right spin doing exactly that. And every time you will hear that, it will work for you hundredfold.
That's amazing. That's a big thing, a big thing for people. With the pendulum technique that you're using, I just want to just give people a clearer picture. You have several manuals that you work. I don't expect you to describe them all to us, but when you're preparing to connect with a client, you have to intuit. And can you just describe slightly the different approaches or manuals that you have?
Right. I have a lot of manuals of a lot of other dowsers as well as my own findings.
Mm.
There is usually I use charts that describe different aspects of psych that needs to be cleared. For example, I have charts that describe emotional toxins.
Right.
It's a big manual that particularly deals with release of stuck emotions.
Wow.
You know, but as an example, we grow up, you know, we can't in a human condition properly process our negative, what we call negative emotions.
Mm.
So they got stored in our body. You know, there is a saying that there is no cancer without unforgiveness. And all these stored emotions on a cellular level don't do you any good.
Mm.
So there is a manual that deals with emotional toxins, and it's a big manual, and you cannot do it all in one day. You're looking in the manual, you're asking what my client is ready to release today.
Mm-hmm.
Another one works with say clearing or vows. Archetypes.
Mm.
Still another one goes into past lives and look into what happened there, and we go into Akashic record with my own intuition and trying to bring incarnations that needs to be cleared for specific relationship.
Mm.
Somebody has a boss, one after another, changing job, nothing changing, but the last name of a boss. Why? Because there is a problem in soul record.
Mm.
And it problem clears, and the same boss is a different human being.
Wow, yeah. That's just a huge description and example of how our outer world reflects our inner world. This really can, as you said, it transforms reality then potentially, because you're bending, say, the reality you were on course to experience.
Yes. What actually happening is we investigating all aspects of your client unconscious that prevent conscious manifestation of the life.
Mm.
And when we clear them, it's like removing a very huge bag from from client's shoulders.
Yeah.
And now that person can stay straight and consciously manifest, because his or her unconscious is cooperating with conscious manifestation.
Right, yes. I mean, this is interesting, and we could just say, I mean, The Secret was, I suppose, a book that really stirred up people's awareness in the popular culture as well as amongst conscious people. And It's not that The Secret doesn't work. It kind of works on principle, like attracts like. But when you've got this deep unconscious blocks and patterns, that is really the vibration, as we've said, that you're operating. And that's what you're going to attract, is more of that.
That's what you're attracting. You know, all affirmations and all conscious trying is a band-aid on a huge unconscious problem, and then nothing happens. Well, actually, everything happens, but not by consciousness, but by default.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is where people get frustrated right. with manifesting, isn't it? I think right. this exactly right. this point.
You know, it's as easy to manifest a castle as manifest a button. Everybody yeah. can manifest the small things. Why? Because the unconscious cooperates. Mm. They believe they can do it, right? When they're going to a bigger problem, love or money or something really that they really, really want, and unconscious do not cooperate, do they manifest? Yes. They manifest by default of unconscious.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I've noticed that with observing clients, my own clients, is, you know, when somebody really, really wants something, do you know, it has the opposite effect. It pushes it away.
How many times you have seen a friend saying, I must lose 10 pounds and gain 5 in 1 year?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
This is, you know, such a clear example why.
Yeah.
Because consciously, woman wants to lose 10 pounds. Mm. But unconsciously, she is putting up weight to prevent sexual harassment.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah. Because it sits in her unconscious, being it cultural indoctrination, being it from past life, whatever. It sits there. And until it's removed, no amount of dieting will help.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's a real release issue with weight, isn't it? It can be there for all sorts of reasons, of largely of protection, as you say. But pinpointing why it's there is key. So technically, yeah, you can help weight loss and, well, all sorts of problems, obviously.
Well, I just got email from former client saying that after our work, which was a couple years ago, she never was able to create a relationship with a real relationship with a man. She not only created a wonderful, incredible relationship, she got married on 12-12-12 absolutely incredible man. She's as happy and can be, and it was a very gratifying experience to have her email.
Wonderful. And the perfect day to get married. 12-12-12.
Right. This is what she did.
That's
exactly
perfect.
That.
Perfect. Right. Yes. Right. And you've got so many clients that, and even from the work we did a couple of days ago, I mean, my own intuition tells me how powerful that this is. I mean, anything, Miriam, you want to say to make it totally clear to people, finally, the distinction of the spiritual dowsing? Because it is so different than what people might think dowsing is.
Well, dowsing is an art. And this is was such a pleasure to work with you, because you have a sensitivity of a psychic. So when we do what we do, you feel it immediately in your spirit, in your emotional field.
Mm.
I need to say that, does it felt? Is it felt or not? It works.
Yes,
but
I think
it's
so.
Always a very gratifying experience to work with somebody who can feel it, because it's immediate gratification. It's immediate knowing that your life is changed forever. Spiritual dowsing, again and again, is evolution of active dowsing. Mm-hmm. And there are people who can teach you to do it, people who can do it for you. There is a aspects of it that are completely magnificent, because it changes everything on the spot, immediately.
I think it's incredible. I think it's incredible that it can also change cellular memory in the flesh, you know, and does it
reprogram? Because it's by intent.
Yeah, yes, it's, exactly. And totally reprograms DNA, in a sense, with your filling the void with the 5D.
Right, because you're doing it, you know, we are doing it by intent. And if my intent as a dowser is pure and your intent as a client is pure, it's magnified immediately.
Yes, that's right, yes. Yes, so anyone wanting to work with you, as you say, and again, we have such a conscious audience that they would be totally connected to what we're saying, and I believe the way that you work. So anyone interested really should check out getting in touch with you, your website. It's livingbyintent.com. Yeah.
Correct.
And Miriam, you're taking clients and you work with people all over the world.
Yes. Yes,
right.
I do.
And you right. Are you doing some workshops as well at the moment? Or?
Yes, at the moment I plan a workshop on a beginning, like Dowsing 101, Intuition on Demand, and I am planning to do it from like Dowsing 101 to the complete spiritual dowsing. So it would be probably two or three couple days workshops. Mm. And I am in Cape Ann, Massachusetts right now, so okay. This is where I am doing it, in a spiritual and wellness center.
So anyone wanting to travel for that, do you know the dates of that yet? Or you might be doing that regularly, I guess.
It probably will be regularly. If people will contact me, I'll connect them to schedule.
Yes, perfect. That'd be wonderful. Yeah.
And I need to say that I can teach person to douse over internet or over the phone. All we need is a person holding a pendulum, and everything else I can explain.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, so you can actually... and I think anyone, as we've said, who's very conscious and already working with the pendulum, this would right. you could really help them probably quite quickly make that leap to doing this kind of work. Yeah,
absolutely. It's absolutely doable. All you need is intent, clear intent, and a pendulum.
Yes, exactly. And you know, a life journey, as you say, life experience and your own sort of spiritual journey. I mean, how just very quickly to wrap up the show, how did you come across this connection? Did it feel like a memory from a past life when you picked up a pendulum, or what connected you with this field?
You know, it's actually a funny thing what happened.
Yeah.
I was doing my past life regressions and life between life regressions and doing all this complicated and actually wonderful work. And I have a girlfriend who was who had a pendulum and who was a quite good dowser.
Yeah.
And Valerie was trying to tell me, why won't you try? And, you know, my reaction was, you're going to be kidding me. What is that?
What she is gave it? Me,
right, she gave me a pendulum, literally put her pendulum in my hand and said, show me yes. And to my absolute amazement, pendulum move into yes, which is vertical, vertical line.
Yeah.
Then she said, show me no. And pendulum move, look like, you know, no in a horizontal line. My eyes were like, you know, I was looking on all of that. And she says to me, Miriam, you are natural. What took me days took you 2 minutes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
really should try. So I bought couple. I was like, oh, well, whatever. I bought couple. I bought a couple books and start doing it on my own.
Yeah.
And obviously, it has amazing results in my life. And I took workshop with Raymond Grace.
Yeah.
I found the spiritual response therapy. I'm certified as a spiritual dowser, which means I took all these workshops.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you what an incredible journey it in person, my personal life it is.
Yeah.
My intuition blossomed.
Yes.
My English improved immediately.
That's amazing.
Right. You know what I did? I douse out all blocks.
Oh, brilliant.
That I
called, yeah.
Right. And douse in a perfect, you know, vocabulary.
Oh, brilliant.
So whatever, you know, whatever words I ever have heard became to be in my vocabulary.
We'll have students using that for exams next.
I need to tell you, I would strongly recommend a douse out all blocks and douse in appropriate knowledge, for example.
Wow.
You'd be amazed.
Yeah,
you'd be completely amazed of results.
Because you had skills as a hypnotist as well. Do you think that also helped the connection? Probably did.
Yes, it does. Because all my training in hypnosis and past life regression, life between life regressions, taught me to go in the state. You know, the state, the alpha state. The
Yes. You immediate alpha. Connect with client. Yeah.
And connect with pendulum system, with the dowsing system.
Yeah.
You know, and yes, if person meditates or does mindfulness or any kind of, you know, self-realization technology, working with pendulum will be much easier to start doing it and much deeper and much quicker.
Mm, that's right.
You know, everybody can play piano, but not everybody will be Vladimir Horowitz or, Ashkenazi.
Yeah.
We all can play, but master, you know, there is an old joke that... a very famous violinist was playing in a court of Queen, and one of the lords says to him, Yasha Heifetz, actually, to play like you, I would, you know, do anything. I would sacrifice my life. And mm-hmm. Yasha Heifetz looked at him and said, yes, I did. What I'm trying to say, you know, master needs practice.
Yes, yes. Well, Miriam, thank you so much. I can vouch for your mastery. My psychic ability immediately knew as soon as you started working. I could tell that connection is so powerful, and your skill is so powerful. I'm not completely sure it could be taught, but I know that you really work. Oh, I think you can teach people, Miriam, but I think you really are a true master. And you know, anyone wanting to connect, let's just say the website. It's livingbyintent.com. And Miriam, thank you so much. We'll have you back again, I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
God bless.
It was a pleasure.
It's been lovely. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Step into the light and I'm feeling high as a kite. It's just the one more twist of the screw, and I know I can get through to you. Bring out the light.